Feds, border loopholes aided illegal alien accused of child sex crimes. By John Binder on September 21, 2020. An illegal alien, previously deported from the United States, used asylum loopholes at the U.S.-Mexico border to enter the country before allegedly sexually abusing a child, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, officials say. Celine Valda Orellana, a 33-year-old illegal alien from Honduras, was arrested by ICE agents this month as a part of Operation Noble Guardian, which identifies adult border crossers who arrived with children for the sole purpose of being freed into the U.S. through a family unit loophole. In many cases, the adult border crossers eventually send the children they arrived with back to their native country so the children can be used again by foreign nationals seeking to illegally cross into the U.S. The Denver Sheriff's Department arrested Valda Orellana in February on 6 felony counts of child sexual abuse. ICE agents quickly placed a detainer on him, requesting that he be turned over to them for arrest and deportation if released from Denver custody. Instead, the Denver Sheriff's Department released Valda Orellana about 10 days later back into the community. How is it justice to the victims to release these types of criminals to the streets? ICE official John Fabricator said in a statement. It is unconscionable to allow people like Valda to be released and not honor our detainer while he potentially re-enters the community to harm another child. Valda Orellana first entered the U.S. through the southern border near Nogales, Arizona in April 2007. That same month, Valda Orellana was arrested in Chicago by ICE agents. In July 2007, he was deported. A decade later in November 2018, he was arrested crossing the border near Rio Grande, Arizona. At that time, Valda Orellana was released into the interior of the U.S. because he illegally crossed the border as a family unit, arriving with a child. Valda Orellana's arrest by ICE's Operation Noble Guardian suggests that the illegal alien used the child to pose as a family unit in order to be released into the U.S. He now awaits his second deportation. Since May 2019, ICE's Operation Noble Guardian has identified 760 children who they believe were used to pose as members of a family unit in order for adult border crossers to secure release into the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.